The Creeping Vines of Knowledge, a Daredevil fic. With Foggy, read by Dr. Fumbles McStupid.
How old are we as Wong?
The Punisher, read by Ray as a Human.
Kala reporting the Punisher, read by Metaderivative.
Raven as Karen.
Jessica Jones, read by Spod Getty.
Matt Murdock, read by Mistborn Hero.
Bruce Banner, read by K-Burb.
Transcript from episode 13 of Welcome to Hell's Kitchen, entitled The Creeping Vines of Knowledge, aired May 15th, 2019. Foggy Nelson. The night is dark and full of danger. The devil is out. Death is out. And they are both after you. You run, but will never reach safety. You will never be safe. Welcome, listeners. Welcome to Hell's Kitchen. Today is a busy day in Hell's Kitchen. The people are getting ready for the biggest boxing match of the last decade. Key members of the Avengers are doing a charity match to raise money for homeless shelters in the city. When asked about it, my handsome law partner said,
"It would be much more helpful if Tony Stark continually invested in things like this in the city. I can't wait to see Captain America beat the out of him."
A little pessimistic of him, I think. We are taking calls now on the subject. Oh, cool. Here's one now.
You don't often get to see the Avengers in action without a dire threat going on. This is gonna be so cool.
Oh, folks, we have a real treat. Jessica Jones of Alias Investigations is on the line.
Those f***heads? They only show up around here when something big's going on and leave the rest of the stuff to the vigilantes. They should just f*** off out of here.
We seem to be having a language problem here tonight. Remember, people, we are a public show meant for all ages. Keep it civil. The fight of the century.
Fight of the century, my ass.
Shh, Matt, we're on the air.
Will be taking place on Wednesday at the Campbell Sports Center. On to local news. The Hell's Kitchen Pitbulls, one of our local football teams, is playing against Midtown's own Thunderbirds. Make sure to show up in all your gear and show some school spirit. I myself went to Snyder High, but I wasn't on any sports team. I was in the drama club. You can bet I'll be there to cheer them on anyway. Copies of people have been appearing from different universes lately, so if you see a friend on the street, before you tell them something personal, make sure to confirm that it's your friend and not their doppelganger from another universe. If it is a doppelganger, please escort them to the Fantastic Four's tower, so Dr. Reed Richards can transport them back to their own dimension.
Anyone else notice how these scientists seem to be pulling at the fabric of reality a lot? Or is it just me? Someday, our reality is going to warp beyond recognition, and we will gnash our teeth, rend our clothes, tear out our hair, and wail in despair.
It's getting dark now. The sun setting, drawing pools of darkness across our city. And you never know what lies in the dark. It could be a criminal, or one of our famed vigilantes, or even a demon from another dimension. Doctor Strange has been letting a lot of those slip by lately. Let's go over what to do if you find yourself in such a situation. Wong, Sorcerer Supreme, Doctor Strange's associate, and an expert on the subject says,
"If you don't have the magical skill to open a portal and send it back, run and get to a safe area. Many types of demons need permission to enter homes. Call out for a hero, or the next day make your way to the sanctum and let one of us know what happened. Hopefully, if things go well, you won't lose your head, or your immortal soul."
Those souls can be hard to replace, so we want to make sure we keep them. Oh, I think I heard a gunshot, listeners. Hopefully our very own Daredevil will soon be on the scene. Oh, we're getting a call. Maybe they know what's going on. Hello, this is Foggy, and you're on Welcome to Hell's Kitchen.
Those gunshots that just went off? That was the Punisher. I see him from my apartment window. He's setting up some kind of sniper's nest.
Thanks for the information. Stay safe tonight, okay? That's not going to be good, listeners. The devil doesn't like anyone killing in the kitchen, and he particularly dislikes when the Punisher does it. If you're new in town, you might not be familiar with our very own devil, Daredevil. He showed up about a year ago and started beating up criminals and leaving them for the police. Some people say he's the devil himself, but no one can say whether he's dragging any of his victims to hell or not. It certainly wouldn't be the first time something like that has happened. Now, a message from our sponsors.
Technology, it is the future. Technology, it is our downfall. Technology is on the verge of awakening and waiting for us to stumble so it can take over and enslave us. It is in your house. It is in our schools. It is in our hospitals. Technology is everywhere, and its domination will be complete. This message has been brought to you by Stark Industries.
Oh, listeners, we have some breaking news coming into us about the whole Punisher situation, coming from our very own intrepid reporter, Karen Page. Let's put her on.
Shit, Karen. Ow. You gotta be so rough.
Shut up, Frank. Don't be a baby.
Hello, Karen?
Hi, Foggy. Yes, you were right. The Daredevil did come to take care of the Punisher. The fight was fierce, and the Punisher is now leaving the city. The Devil has informed him that he will not be welcome back unless he starts using non-lethal methods.
Fucking Red.
Oh, you actually saw Daredevil? He wasn't hurt or anything, was he? We all want, our Devil to be in good health. We definitely don't want him to come home concussed or bleeding and scaring the bejesus out of his long-suffering boyfriend.
He was fine, Foggy. Just a few bruises. He should be fine for the rest of his patrol.
Well, listeners, that is great to hear. The Daredevil is the very first in our very own vigilante, and we all want him in good health. What is this? There's a giant beam of light shining down from the heavens right into the middle of New York. This one is purple! That's new. It's usually blue. How much do you want to bet it's going to be aliens again? Well, I'm sure Daredevil and probably even the Punisher are on their way to take care of that problem. Hopefully the Avengers are on their way too. The studio has started shaking, and there seems to be green plant-like tentacles working their way out of the beam of light. I'll be safe when it gets here, though. I have what my mother calls a black thumb. I kill anything green. But I'm really hoping it doesn't make its way here. Another Tuesday night in New York, am I right? Those vines seem to be growing quickly. There's already one in my building. I can see it from out the window. And are those human faces on it? Holy crap! That's my face! It's whispering something. I want to listen, but something tells me if I heard what it had to say, I would be changed forever, and not in a good way. Oh, wow. Hawkeye just appeared and shot an arrow in Plant Foggy's face. I guess now I'm the better-looking Foggy. The superheroes of New York seem to have this in hand, so let's take a look at the weather tomorrow.
Set up the mics, turn up the volume. Everybody present, say here when I call you. Schaefer?
Yep.
Beef?
Hello.
Bought 3 movie tickets, got the front row. Act 1.
Our plucky hero's hometown. Middle Americana, not a problem to be found. A single dad of one son with a dog just trying his best to make ends meet as a disaster scientist. One day, he stumbles upon some horrifying evidence. Our hero decides I must inform the president.
Even though you seem to know exactly what you talk about, I don't think at this point in the plot I am gonna hear you out. But Washington's in fallout, can't return to my home. The slash floods, earthquakes, I pick up the red phone. You get this ragtag team made of washed up Marines and Dr. Jenny Marie. She studies weather extremes.
It's a disaster, it's a disaster. Whenever you got 3 nerd rappers, it's a disaster, it's a disaster. Whenever you got 3 nerd rappers, it's a disaster, it's a disaster. Whenever you got 3 nerd rappers, it's a disaster.
Act 2, molten lava is chasing them around. Big blue bolts of lightning spring up from underground. But our hero and his team have some hope for a cure.
If we can just get this crew into the center of the earth, we can install a nuclear device and detonate it. My findings indicate that this will stave off devastation.
I might have given in to my pride that is my sin, but take this check and shake my hand, cause you can always trust the whites again.
Sir, you won't regret it. Launch your finest satellite, arm it with the laser cannon aimed upon the blast site to activate the nuke. But the clock is counting down. We need to act fast as our time is running out.
Meanwhile, hurricanes, tidal waves, floods, sun flares cause it to seem to rain blood.
The president just got crushed by an asteroid.
And the plucky hero's son.
Run faster, boy!
It's a disaster, it's a disaster. Whenever you got 3 nerd rappers, it's a disaster, it's a disaster. Whenever you got 3 nerd rappers, it's a disaster, it's a disaster. Whenever you got 3 nerd rappers, it's a disaster.
Last Axon makes it, dog does it. May be stacked against the team they discuss
it. A last-ditch effort hangs heavy on our hero's mind. Blowing up the planet is the only hope for humanity.
humankind. And two is leading later is something I must say.
Hey, you and me, Q8, I wanna have another yesterday. Sources say the Kremlin can take us into orbit. Go to space, fix the lasers in the Earth, we can't restore it.
That's it? A crazy plan, but we have to try. The time is nigh, gather up supplies, we must survive.
We head out for Russia in a little rowboat. Get menaced by glaciers, almost bite it, but no. At the last moment, a decision to be made. There's the love of the boy, only one can get saved.
If he thinks too long,
whole globe is in peril.
If you don't shed a tear at the end,
your heart's sterile.
It's a disaster, it's a disaster. Whenever you got three nerd rappers, it's a disaster, it's a disaster. Whenever you got three nerd rappers,
it's a disaster, it's a disaster.
Whenever you got three nerd rappers, it's a disaster.
It's a disaster.
It's a disaster.
Whenever you got
three nerd rappers, it's a disaster.
It's a disaster.
Whenever you got
three nerd rappers,
it's a disaster.
It's a disaster.
It's a disaster. It's a disaster. Oh no.
Well, listeners, it looks like the day has been saved, not by fighting aliens, but by explosions and a whole lot of arson. The remains of the plant matter are still all over the city. Dr. Banner has advised us,
please don't touch it. Wait for cleanup crews to dispose of it properly.
No one wants an angry Hulk on their case, so let's listen to him. The hazmat crew is already on their way out, so we shouldn't have long to wait.
Foggy, are you still on? It's late.
Well, listeners, that's my cue. It's time for me to let you go. Good night, listeners. Good night.